This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responding to the anti-government protests in Cuba on Monday. The Mexican president saying the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba should be ended to help its people. The demonstrations are the biggest anti-government protests in decades, fueled by anger over shortages in basic goods. López Obrador told a news conference, "The truth is that if one wanted to help Cuba, the first thing that should be done is to suspend the blockade of Cuba, as the majority of countries in the world are asking." Thousands of Cubans on Sunday joined the street demonstrations from Havana to Santiago, chanting freedom. Many also calling for President Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down. López Obrador expressed his solidarity with the Cuban people and urged countries not to intervene in the communist-run country, nor to exploit the situation for political ends. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's office described a suggestion by a former foreign minister that Beijing may have played a role in his election as nonsense. Former Foreign Secretary Albert Del Rosario made the statement at a forum on Monday. He said a most reliable international entity had informed him that senior Chinese officials were bragging that they had been able to influence the 2016 Philippine elections so that Duterte would be president. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 opened at an all-time high on Monday, the opening extending a record run from the previous session, with investors awaiting the start of the second quarter earnings season and a batch of economic data. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News.